The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the show where you get expert advice about heavy duty parts that keeps trucks and trailers on the road longer while lowering cost per mile. We're in Orlando, Florida at HDA Truck Pride's annual meeting, and today my guest is Jordan Stein. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Illinois Auto Truck Company, or IATCO for short. This company was started by Jordan's, was it grandfather or great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather. Fourth generation.
They're focusing on Class 6, 7, and 8 vehicles. Jordan, welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report.
Thank you very much, Jamie. I appreciate it.
It's been great. I've really been looking forward to this conversation. You know, you're here, there's 150 members. They're all independently owned. They form the HDA Truck Pride group. So what kinds of products have you been sharing with them? What have you been talking to them about?
Yeah, so obviously our whole portfolio and our breadth of coverage that we offer, Class 6, 7, and 8, but really a focus is some of our newer products. Over the last few years, we focus a lot on bringing the AMT clutches to the market. So we have several different options, and that's part of what we're talking about, right? It is some things that we do different that we offer that other aftermarket companies don't have available in the clutch category. Yeah. And it piques their interest. They're excited to hear about it because these are products that they didn't have access to before, and now they do.
Right. I promised I wouldn't throw any curveballs, but now you mentioned AMTs or automated manual transmissions. One thing I've heard is that drivers, sometimes when they first drive a truck with an AMT, the RPM differences, climbing hills, like it's a real different feel.
Sure.
And how does that impact the performance of the clutch? Like, is there things that are unique about that setup over the older manual setups?
Yeah. Well, people would argue both ways, right?
Okay.
Now, you know, in previous, you had control of the clutch, right? They would use the clutch pedal. They would determine when it engages and disengages. With today's model, with the AMT offering, they don't have that luxury, right? It's all done by a computer. So I know that the feedback has been extremely positive in terms of what they're putting into the market today is making it easier on the drivers, right? They don't have to make those decisions. They don't have to decide when to push down on the clutch pedal. So the feedback that we've gotten and from truck drivers is that it's easy. It's obviously easier to drive, and it's performing and it's lasting. And that's what they're looking for, especially fleet owners or small, medium-sized fleets, whatever it may be. They want their product to last, and this product is lasting.
Okay, so for the driver's perspective, that's a positive thing, and fleets, that's music to their ears, anything to make it easier on their
sure.
drivers. From the technician's perspective, both on the repair side and the parts, what's changed with the new clutches for this new system?
A lot. Definitely a lot. And I think it's a lot getting used to. Especially when you're talking with, you know, whether it's the technician or perhaps in the independent distributor network, it's new technology, right? It's not stuff that they're used to in the past. So there's a lot of things that they need to go through, whether it's software and calibration or different parts that they haven't seen before,
yeah.
that now they need to know how it works. They need to know how to set it up. They need to know how to install it properly. In order for it to operate properly.
Okay, it makes sense, makes sense. So have you been providing some training to your customers on that so that they're able to be more proficient?
Absolutely, Jamie. I mean, that's has been our focus, right? If we're going to put something out in the market, training is key and support is key. And so what we do is a lot of technical trainings, right? Whether it's working with a large fleet, with a customer who's going to distribute to them, or it's working with our customer base to explain to them, you know, the importance of everything that they need to pay attention to because they never got that education in the past.
Right.
And so education is key with this so that they know how to properly install it, how to maintain it, so that clutch gets the longevity that the customer is looking for.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Don't have a heavy-duty part number and need to look up a part? Go to parts.diesellaptops.com or download the app on Apple or Android to create your free account. Looking for high-quality fuel injection for heavy-duty applications? Having one supplier for fuel injection allows you to better serve customers by providing them with a complete line, which increases your sales and profitability. Learn more at ambacinternational.com/aftermarket.
We're back from our break, and before the break, we were talking about some of the products that you've been sharing with HDA Truck Pride members. We're talking about those AMT transmissions and the clutches that go along with that. Let's shift gears a little bit in our conversation. That was a pun. Yeah. and talk about the independent service channel. It's such an important part of the trucking industry. What steps have you taken to support the independent service channel as we've gone through a difficult couple years?
Sure. Touching base on what we discussed earlier is the training, right? We've provided not only technical training that we mentioned before, but the sales training, right? I think it's given us a really good opportunity over the last 2 years. Done a lot of Zoom calls, a lot of Zoom meetings, and it's the feedback that we get from the distributor network is that it's easier, right? We do it at 7:30 in the morning or 5 in the afternoon before they depart and they go home. And that training, I think, has turn their minds a little bit, right? We want them to seek new opportunities. And that's what we focus on with the sales staff is who else can we sell clutches to, right? How can we work together to grow your business together? So over the last 2 years, that's really been our focus, is providing that sales training to the network. While not being there in person, we're focused on doing it via Zoom, and we see that it's easier for the sales staff, right? We're not taking them off the road. And the feedback that we've gotten is extremely positive.
So when you are in a position where you're either fixing trucks or you're selling parts, one of the battles you always have, and I had this battle as a sales account manager and a parts person, is customers will look at the purchase price of a product. But there's way more to the cost of a product than just the purchase price. So walk me through the pitch. How do you encourage owner operators and fleets to invest more in their clutches? Why should they do that?
Absolutely. So when it comes to clutches or any truck part, I like to use a slogan called the lowest cost per mile. The lowest cost per mile. You know, a lot of end users may take shortcuts. They may go with a cheaper product. They may go with we manufacture everything new, so they may go with a remanufactured product. But at the end of the day, what is the lowest cost per mile? How many more miles are you going to get out of that product when you install it right? Yeah. When you install quality, when you install the additional components that go along with it. You know, we don't just sell clutches, we also sell all the supplemental parts. Right. And a lot of times, those additional parts will get skipped over, right? They'll say they're not worn out, they can be reused. But in reality, that's what allows that clutch to operate properly and get the longevity and ultimately the lowest cost per mile. So it's a huge focus with us, not only with the end users, but also working with the distributor network as well to explain to the sales staff how to sell these additional components so that that customer gets longevity, gets the quality, gets the price point that they're looking for, and ultimately achieves that lowest cost per mile.
Well, I know you listened to the show. You told me that. Yeah. So you've heard us talk about lowering cost per mile, total cost of operation many times. I'm so glad that you said that. It reminds me of one of my mentors. He always said, Jamie, sell them what they need, not what they ask for.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think it was in that voice, but I always say it in that voice.
Well, we encourage them to ask questions, right? Yeah. For us, when you determine what clutch you're going to sell that customer, there's questions that go after that. What's the transmission so we can get you an installation kit? What's your application so we can get you cross shafts? Have you checked your linkage, your rear main seal, your flywheel? All very important parts of the system that, again, at the end of the day, is going to lower the cost per mile.
Awesome. My name is Jamie Irvin. I'm the host of the Heavy Duty Parts Report. We're here at HDA Truck Pride's annual meeting. I'm so happy to be with Jordan Stein. And it's been a great conversation to talk about clutches. Thank you for taking some time. If people want to learn more about your company and what you do, where should they go?
Absolutely. Go on our website, iacoinc.com, or obviously give us a call, shoot us an email, and we'd be more than happy to talk further about our company and our products.
Okay, so we're going to put those links in the show notes. You'll be able to just one click go right through to their website. Jordan, thanks for being on the Heavy Duty Parts Report.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
You'll
I appreciate
come back?
It. Of course, if I'm invited, absolutely.
You'll be invited.
HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.